There you go. There's the lifestyle klaxon, which means we enter into the area of the show, which is a little bit more Lorraine than at any other time. And we're going to be talking about smoking, because smokers are being urged to sign up to Stoptober with friends, family and colleagues to boost chances of quitting. To talk about this, the media medic and GP, and that's Dr. Dawn Harper. Good morning, Dr. Dawn.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Great
Very
last
good.
Name you've got. Great last name.
Funny that.
Also, alongside yourself, stand-up comedian, that's Rod Gilbert. Morning, Rod.
Morning. I apologise for my surname in advance.
Just change it to Harper and then you're fine.
I will. I'll change it to Harper. I'll do it immediately.
Now, we're talking about Stoptober. Dr. Dawn, it's obviously very important for people to give up smoking.
Yeah, this is a great campaign. It's something that's come from Public Health England now in its fourth year, and we're hoping this year to get our millionth signature. It's a really simple concept, actually, Darren. What we're looking at is we know that if people can give up for 28 days, they are five times more likely to stay an ex-smoker. And we know that people who have support, one of the reasons why the NHS has provided so much in terms of smoking cessation clinics, is we know that support means that you're also more likely to give up and stay an ex-smoker. So we're really, the whole concept of Stoptober is that we get people to sign up and they are going to be this great big family who are all giving up together. They're going to have support, and they're also, this year we've got support from Rod and the other comedians who are going to be sending you messages on a regular basis, so that you, whenever you've got a weak moment, you've got that little bit of extra support and a bit more community. You know, the whole point is it's an ex-smoking community.
What sort of messages are we talking here, Rod, to sort of make them feel better or take the mick out of them?
Yeah, a bit of everything. Depends what they need on the day. I think when you give up smoking, as I know all too well, you go through different feelings on different days. You know, day one of giving up smoking won't be like day 10 of giving up smoking. So it depends on the day what kind of message you get from us. It could be a message of a nice comforting message of support. That'll be from one of the other comedians, I imagine. Or it could, or it could be me shouting at you, you know, and giving you a row and giving you a bit of tough love, I think is what they call it.
So you smoked yourself, Rod. You smoked for a number of years, and you don't smoke anymore. How did you give up?
I smoked for 20-odd years, probably about 25. I wanted to give up wanted not to smoke for a lot of that time, if not actively trying to give up. In the end, I had a heavy night out, if I'm honest. I went to a party, overdid it in many ways. Next day, I just didn't feel like smoking. I felt so rough, I didn't feel like smoking, and didn't. And that night, still didn't feel like a cigarette, and didn't. And I thought, this is how it works when you're a smoker. You go, this is a chance. This is a little glimmer. It's a little window of opportunity. And I took it. I rushed out. I got patches. I got acupuncture. I read the books. I did everything available to me at that time and finally kicked it.
Cold turkey as well, I bet.
Yeah, a bit of cold turkey. You know, I'm not going to say it's easy. Having said that, it isn't also, it's far from impossible. And I've done it and I don't miss it in the least. Nothing about it do I miss.
I did it as well. I managed to give up. Now, we've got someone in the studio with us this morning who works here. It's one of our producers, and that's Danny Parkinson. All right, Danny?
Yeah, all right.
Danny is a smoker. He is the only
smoker.
Discerning smoker.
A determined smoker.
Oh, he's determined. He loves it.
He
loves it. And now, Danny, how long have you smoked for?
It'd be about 6 years.
6 years, yeah. Okay. So since you were eight?
No, I was 22, so.
Really?
I think if I can... yeah. I don't want to be patronising, Danny, but you're just a child, mate.
You are just a child, Danny.
You're 22, yes, you know much, nothing. Yeah. You know nothing about the world, do you? No. Absolutely nothing. You're thinking, 22, I'm going to live forever. I'm invincible, me. I know I'm in control of the fags. I won't be smoking when I'm 25, 30. Look at me, I'm really cool and I'm a rebel. You're an idiot. That's what you are. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
You know nothing, Danny.
You know nothing, Danny Parkinson.
Yeah, sorry, Rob.
That's the kind of support I'll be offering for this campaign.
Danny, have you thought about giving up for Stoptober?
Yeah, I mean, I quit for a bit in the past. I quit when I was for about 6 months. I had like hypnosis and stuff like that, and it worked.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I think that window again, sort of coming up to that. I think, yeah, I'm getting sick of it. It's getting rainy.
Yeah,
I'm fed up with going outside and getting cold and stuff. So yeah, you know, you're right. Yeah.
You've got nothing to lose. Every day's a bonus. That's the way to look at it. And if you give up, if you start it, just give up every day, one day at a time. And who knows? You might, it might help you give up for good. Who knows?
So if you could offer some advice to Danny to give up over Stoptober, what would that advice be?
What, for me?
Well, I think for both of you, really.
Okay, well, my advice would be to get a search engine. You got one of them, Danny?
Yep.
Yeah. Stick Stoptober in it.
Okay.
And look that up, visit the website, and sign up. And then you will hopefully be joining hundreds of thousands of other people in a little online community and helping each other through it day by day. That's my advice. Dr. Dawn?
I think mine is, I don't care how determined you are, Danny, if you listen to Rod's story, I think he can out-determine you, and he managed to do it. And I'm going to just reiterate what he's just said, you know. You have nothing to lose. If you're smoking 20 a day, let's just assume it's that, in the month of Stoptober, if you manage to stay quitting for 28 days, you are going to save yourself £250. Put that to one side and then go and spoil yourself with something really special at the end of the month.
Rod, 20 a day. Hold on, Bill. 20 a day. That he does that before breakfast.
Right. Well, you've got a lot of money to spend at the end of the month.
Put it in that disposable income, Dan.
I was on off, not always, but sometimes 15, 20 a day, but quite frequently 40, 50, 60 and more in
whoa.
A day. And I've saved, well, at the prices I used to be, I've saved about 10, 15 grand. So today's prices, probably closer to 20,000, I imagine. I haven't done the sums, but it's a lot of money I've saved. So imagine that, Danny, eh? You child. Imagine having that kind of disposable income. Eh? You could buy yourself. How many pencil cases could you buy for that?
That's a lot of pencil cases,
yep,
Danny.
That's
a lot of Peppa Pig stuff for you, mate. Right there, that is.
Rod, when you talk about smoking, I can hear the pain in your voice. Do you secretly miss it, or
no.
Do you regret all those years of lighting up and standing in the rain?
I genuinely can say this with hand on heart, that has nothing to do with being involved in this campaign. I don't miss it at all. Not at all. It brought me nothing, and I realise that. Absolutely nothing. If I'm honest, every now and again I'll walk down the street and somebody like Danny will be ahead of me and a little puff will come out and I'll hit me in the face and I will have a little, ooh, that was quite nice, but I don't miss it in the least. I regret every single one I ever had.
Miss it when I'm having a little drinky. That's the only time I miss it.
I can understand that. People often associate with one thing or another. I don't even... The good news is, people out there, that might not be the case. I don't even miss it when I'm having a drinky.
Okay. Well, that's good. That is really, really good. Danny, you're going to try Stoptober. You're doing this on air.
Yeah.
You're gonna give it a go?
I'll give it a go, yeah, because I've got anything to lose. Yeah, I'll give it a go, yeah.
What about when you're having your Mr. Juicy drink? You'll miss it when you're having it.
Will you then sort of like just start snacking on like Toffos and things like that?
I already do that already, Darren.
All right, so, fair enough. Then. So there's no change there. No change there. If you you're going to be sending messages. How does Danny get messages from you then, Rod? Are you just going to give him a call every morning, or
basically if he signs up? So search Stoptober, sign up, and then he can choose his method. He can choose emails or texts or both or whatever little videos.
I can
we'll
just give you his mobile number now. It's not a problem.
Yeah, give me his mobile number after the. So, has he got a mobile? God,
he has.
I thought they were talking about banning them in schools now, aren't they? I'll stop with that.
Dr. Dawn, if people want to find out a little bit more about Stoptober, what is the website to go along?
It is so simple. You don't even need a website. You simply put Stoptober into the search engine. That will take you straight there. You sign up, get yourself ready, and join what we hope will be over 250,000 people who will be giving up smoking in October.
Fantastic. Including Danny Parkinson. Yeah. Amazing. Rod Gilbert, Dr. Dawn Harper, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.